The Coalition of Asian American Leaders, or CAL, is working to amplify the voices of the Asian American community. Nick Kaur is an organizer and movement builder for CAL. He says the coronavirus pandemic has created new challenges for the Asian American community.
Recognizing that many folks are facing bias or discrimination or harassment because of the way that they look, because they're Asian.
When President Trump referred to the coronavirus as the Chinese flu, Kaur says that term led to a rise in racism towards Asians. He also says there's a myth that all Asians are more educated and successful than any other minority group.
The way in which America views race is black and white. And so Asian Americans are in a place that is closer towards whiteness because we have been placed there by structural racism, by white supremacy. People will use the term model minority to talk about Asians. You know, we call it the model minority myth.
Kaur explains that some Asian Americans are doing really well, but many are not, such as refugee communities and people from Southeast Asia. According to the State of the Asian Pacific Minnesotans, from 2000 to 2010, 1 in 6 Asian Minnesotans lived below the poverty line. That is 34,759 individuals living under $11,139 per year. Asian Americans, or Asians trying to immigrate to the United States, encounter a lot of difficult situations as they hope to live the American dream. Kaur says CAL wants to make sure that leaders hear and support the voices of the Asian American community.
It's really important for folks who represent us to know and hear the stories that exist within the larger narrative of who we are as Minnesotans. And if we don't do that, then our stories are being left out.
Kaur emphasizes it is extremely important that Asian American voices are being heard now and not continually being ignored during the inflation of racism against Asians. For 360 Journalism and Blue Cross, I'm Nalani Vang.